This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on Nick's birthday. It's a Thursday. Barry's in San Antonio. Nick and I in studio. Having a good time, covering a lot of ground. You guys have been great at participating throughout the show, and that means when Barry asked, you responded, roast Nick on his birthday. Boy, I'll tell you what, he got well done. He was so roasted. There's a lot of people chiming in.
Yeah, what I meant, guys, is Nick is fat and he likes roast, and so you should send him a roast for his birthday, not roast him. You guys got it all backwards. All right, here's some more. Happy birthday, Nick. God bless you and your family. That sucks.
That was nice.
Nick's head is so big, MLB asked for his cap so they can measure it to protect the pitchers. Nick looks like he swallowed a pot.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, Nick. Happy birthday, Nick. Totally not going to roast you, but you rock. That was from Mandy. Boo, Mandy, you suck. Happy birthday, Nick. I know you like the – what? I know you like the big booty Latino chicks. If you want, I'll sneak you in the back door of the Osa strip club full of your kind of women. Nick is so – here you go. This is the best one. Should I save the best one for the closer?
You can do whatever you want,
I will. Happy birthday, Nick. Even though it's your birthday, don't eat the whole cake. You're supposed to share. Cheers, buddy, NASCAR Johnny. Happy birthday, Nick. Getting fat one Latino belly button at a time. That was from Steelers fan one. The pants are red, so you won't be able to see if Nick's pad is leaking. That was from Robert.
That was a good one. I saw that. I saw that. That was a good one.
Nick likes a certain word that rhymes with his name.
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
Had to go there, huh?
Yeah, that was nice.
Mac Daddy's tweet I was reading to Nick was fantastic.
It is. Here's the best one, though. Nick, because somebody earlier called him a white chick, which made no sense.
Which was weird.
All right, Nick is so white and fat that he is often mistaken for AJ Hoffman. Boom, shut it down. Game over. 2-1. That was
good,
a double
headshot. It's over.
The past few days, I've been called white randomly, which is so weird. I've never been called white before. I don't understand if they're just joking or they're just, I don't get it. But
welcome to the club, bro.
I've never, entire life, I've never been called white or I sounded white or anything like that.
Me neither. My entire life, I've never been called white. And no one's ever said I sounded white my entire life.
Well, did you read Mac Daddy's tweet?
Which one?
I thought it was great. He said, I think we need to quiet all the fat jokes on Nick. Don't you think he already has enough on his plate? That was very well
played. Nice. Very well played.
Well done, sir. Yeah. Very well done. All right, so it's Nick's birthday. You guys can keep chiming in, but, you know, keep them pleasant and nice or not. Barry wants them to be mean. That's fine, too. But we'll continue to roll on. Final hour of the show. Lots to get to. Anything that kind of stuck out to you, Barry, from what we haven't covered yet?
I do want to say something that you had mentioned during a break.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go to,
Yeah, that El Jefe was asking us about, and it's something you had actually put in the rundown this morning that I did see mentioned on, I don't know if it was Get Up or what the hell I was watching, but our boy, friend of the show, Kelly Iko, broke a story, and he said, Suns are enamored with Clint Capella, plan to make him a max offer contract. Now, again, this is a big deal for Kelly because he's been out there grinding, and I didn't see this until ESPN talked about it this morning on the TV.
Did Kelly get props from ESPN?
No.
See, that sucks.
Yeah, they didn't mention who broke it.
We've been through this with Nick as well, when Nick gets video and he doesn't get his props. Kelly deserves a lot of props. First and foremost, friend of the show, intern at the station previously, really wants to be Woj someday. If you don't know, Adrian Wojnarowski is the source for all NBA news and breaking news and rumors. Kelly had this. He's been sitting on it a little bit, too, and I give him full credit, but this is like his coming-out moment. This is big for him, and I props to him for breaking this story. But this will be interesting because we knew and we kept kind of half-joking, but knew, hey, he's earning a big-time contract with the way he's been playing this playoffs. But because that is a restricted free agent deal working for him, You know that in order to pry him away from the Rockets, it's going to have to be a big deal. A max deal for Clint Capella is certainly a big deal, and that would really give the Rockets something to have to work around, which is going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Now, yeah, it makes me wonder, too, is Joe Shea going to be the next Clint Capella? Is that the next project? Because remember, when Clint Capella got to the NBA, when he got to the Rockets, he was just a skinny dude that, you know, he was a project. He really, that's what he was.
Yeah, no question about it. I remember the first year, they were actually, I wouldn't say mad, but they were uncomfortable because after he was drafted, they had planned on stashing him overseas. And he not only insisted on going to Houston, he came in every single day and was like, no, this is where I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to do. And they eventually, with working with him, getting with the trainers, setting him down to the D League, started seeing progress going, this guy may have done the right thing after all because he started to develop quickly. Joe Chi is a couple years away from being Clint Capella for sure.
Well, Clint Capella was a couple years away from being what he is now. So, I mean, I know that doesn't make sense, but if you think about it, they didn't think he would be to this level. Did you ever think when they first started the Clint Capella project that we would be talking about him getting a max deal?
Never. No, but I also have seen Joe Chi, and I've talked to people that work with Joe Chi. He's a hell of a lot better shooter and more offensive player on the offensive side of the ball, but I think that you're fishing if you think that he can become Clint Capella defensively.
Now, I'll ask you this, Joel, that might get you in trouble with some of the fans, and you know how I like to get you in trouble. Is Clint Capella a max player?
No. Under this system,
I don't think he
probably is going to end up being so. But that's like saying, is Mike Conley Jr. worth 31 mil?
Yeah, he's not
never
a max
been
player.
An all-star.
He's
right?
not a max player, man. I get the game. I get the finances that go behind contracts and the leverage. And you and I were talking about it in the break. Maybe the agent planted that story.
Yep.
You never know. And props to Eco because I don't want to take anything. Maybe we can call it an Eco bomb from now on. I don't know. But I'm just. I don't get why sports in general, not just the NBA, are letting these contracts get to where they are. Because for him to be a max player, in my opinion, and everybody knows how much I love Clint Capella,
yep.
He has to produce more on offense. He just has to. Defensively, he's great. He's good. He could be more of a post presence on the defensive end as well. But you got to score points. I mean, that's
Clint
the name
Capella
of the game.
Capella is going to be a product of the system. And the system right now is dictating that you are going to be, in some cases, labeled a superstar or a max player just simply because you were in the right place at the right time with the way the finances have gone in the league. But I think that's the biggest misconception right now is that everybody's talking about all these people because they're a max player and assuming because they're a max player, they're also a superstar caliber player. And you're seeing that's simply not the case.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I just want to circle back real quick. I'm not suggesting that Joe Chi is going to be the defensive juggernaut that Clint Capella is. What I'm suggesting is that he could become a serviceable big man for this team, especially with his three-point shooting, but he could be the new Clint Capella, whatever role that is, offensively or whatever. I'm just saying that Clint Capella was a project, and look where he is now. Hopefully, they're planning on that with Joe Chi because the writing's on the wall with Capella.
Yeah, it really is. Gone. You know, and here's the thing. But again, we talked about when I kept saying when everybody's like, well, LeBron's coming or LeBron comes and stuff like that. One, you'd have to gut your team as it is just to make room for LeBron. And that team is pretty well stacked because for the first time, we've remembered how long it took the Rockets to get the proper shooters and talent around the guys that they were building around. But secondly, and more importantly, I kept saying, you got to worry about signing Clint Capella first because that's going to, believe me, Daryl, this is a big decision because I don't think they can afford to let him walk. Nick and I were talking in the break. When you realize that this team's record with those three guys intact when Paul and Harden and Clint play, and I think it's like 50-5, it may even be better than that. I mean, that's a winning percentage that everybody would love to have. And so it's a pretty big risk and gamble to say, well, I don't want to pay him the money. I'm going to let him walk. We can replace him. I don't know that you can.
Here's the deal. Like, I think that Joe Chi is going to have to work on his footing a little bit. And I don't want to take anything away from Mike D'Antoni because I'm sure he did work a lot with Clint Capella in the offseason. But how much credit do you give Mike D'Antoni for the development of Clint Capella? The way you get better is you get minutes. And you know how Mike D'Antoni is kind of tight with his rotation. How many minutes did Joe Chi play all season long? Like 3.5? I don't know.
You
have to be on the floor to develop. You can't just develop on the practice courts only. And I don't know how much time he's going to get. And the footing is really huge because when I saw Joe Chi play, he looked like he didn't know where he was at sometimes. He didn't look like he just looked. I mean, obviously he hasn't had enough minutes and he's nervous.
He's extremely raw. And, he really is.
Yeah, and
that's why he's a project. I mean, right. Like Clint Capela was a project.
That's to Barry's point. It's going to take a couple of years. Clint actually, the second year, the light went on, and he developed quicker than I think they expected, because obviously they expected that him to be slow because they weren't even going to keep him around the first year.
His
but the bigger
year,
thing is,
yeah, he played 12 games. He averaged 7 minutes a game.
The bigger thing is, give John Lucas a lot of credit for Clint Capela.
Yep.
Because John Lucas was able to get him over a barrier he wasn't able to get over with other people, free throw shooting, some of the touch moves. Obviously, his offense isn't great, but it's better because of John Lucas.
Yep.
So, all right, Ben's waiting. He wants to get in here on this Capela situation, so we'll get him coming back from the break, so Ben stay put. Otherwise, if you want to join the show, you know how to reach us. We keep telling you, HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. We're back in the final hour of the show. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee-deep, hour number three of the big show. Before we turn it over to the Blitz at 4 o'clock, Fred, AJ, Jong, and a cast of thousands. They are on remote today, I believe, Nick, back at the Hyatt here in the Galleria area.
The Blitz.
So the Blitz can be heard here. And seen live and in person. If you are looking for a place to hit happy hour, hit the Hyatt in the Galleria. They'll be there to entertain you. Quote unquote,
hey, real quick, and I don't want to suggest that Jochi is ever going to be Clint Capela.
You already did.
I'm saying that he's their next project. But what I tell you, 12 games, 7 minutes a game in his first full season as a Rocket. Mm-hmm. Jochi, 18 games, 7 minutes a game.
They're going to be mirror images. Just on that alone.
No, they're not. You shut your mouth. Okay. Happy birthday, Nick. Never forget, the 409 has your back whenever you're out here. That's good.
Until they want
to
kill you.
Shout out to Beaumont. No, they won't. They love me.
He's too fat to fight now, so that's good. Barry, that's two times this week you've told me I suck. Watch out. Joel is going to become my favorite. That was from Mandy.
I thought Nick was her favorite.
No. Happy birthday, Nick, but you're getting fat. Your shirt looks like a garbage bag filled with cream corn and doorknobs. That was from Chris Householder.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Of all people, the king of the weight loss challenge.
I thought we were boys.
That's great. Nick looks like...
Barry, I'm going to text Nick tonight at about 9:30 going, what's up, man? And he's going to be like, I'm running my fifth mile at Memorial Park.
I'm out jogging. Nick looks like what you get when you hit randomize on NBA 2K character creation. That might be the best one all day because that is hilarious. Oh,
let me clarify this too, by the way, because I'm getting texts from our loyal listeners, i.e. our employees. Just to make sure everybody knows, the Blitz is at the Hyatt tomorrow. Not today. So they'll be in studio today. Catch them at the Hyatt tomorrow. Hit them up for happy hour on a Friday. And by the way, Kevin Walter is going to be there on the show with him. Kevin Walter. Now, if you remember Kevin Walter, you are definitely one of those loyal football fans in Houston, but he was once a wide receiver for the Houston Texans. He'll be joining those guys tomorrow at the Hyatt in person here in the Galleria.
Kevin Walter, where everyone called him Kevin Walters. They like to add that S on there.
And then Clyde Drexler. Exist.
Yeah. Nick is built like a Boudin link. You guys are awesome, man. I told Nick, though, man, when people come out and roast you, it's a sign of love and respect. So you got a lot of fans out there, Nick.
I hope so. I appreciate all the love and the listeners, no matter what. So.
And some haters, but you got a lot of love and respect.
Oh, there's definitely some haters.
Oh, no doubt. How come when talking about Capela, no one ever says a cappella? I'm going to copyright that.
You go right ahead. You got to stand in line.
I think that's just someone trying to get under Joel's skin.
Yep.
Somebody said one time when I left a Chili Peppers concert on a Saturday, it was like 11 o'clock. Capela was at the gym working out. He's put in work. He's done his time.
No one's taken anything away from him. He's a great dude, too. Nick will tell you that. He'll talk to anybody at any time. Great dude.
Anybody
worked
can
his ass
him.
Off. He's a product of the system. He's going to make his money, like it or not.
We got a couple. I know you got more texts, but after
it's good. Let's do it.
Capella
let's do it.
Calls,
so. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Ben first. Ben wants to talk about Capella. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
Well, this is part question, part, I guess, idea. And I know it's not always a perfect world, but in a perfect world, I guess, with what Capella is making now, if, because Ryan Anderson only has 1 year left on his deal, it's going to be easier to move him this offseason rather than last year when he had 2 years left. And I know you can't just dump him for zero, but like I said, in a perfect world, if you just take what Capella is making now and then basically give him Ryan Anderson's contract, wouldn't that be pretty close to a max contract and keeping the salary cap where it currently is right now?
Go ahead, Barry.
I mean, it's going to get you. It's not going to be the same. He's going to make more than what Ryan Anderson's making because Anderson didn't get a max deal. But it certainly is more doable with Ryan Anderson out of the picture. But you're going to have to. It's going to take a lot of work to be able to make that happen for the 1 year that Ryan Anderson is here. That's going to be the problem.
Yeah, it's regardless of what they do in the offseason and just kind of anticipating that Clint's going to get a big deal, whether it's a max deal or not, it's going to be large. They're going to have to do some juggling. And believe you me, the first guy they'd like to juggle on out is Ryan Anderson. But there are general managers in their positions for a reason. There's not a single soul out there unless you have a team that's going to be so bad that they need to come to the minimum salary cap that will try and help the Rockets out and or want to take a player of Ryan Anderson's caliber for that much money.
Yeah, there's always going to be teams that are looking to get expiring contracts. So you do have that option. It's just it's not going to be one of those situations where Daryl Morey might be able to say, well, I want to get an asset in return for Ryan Anderson. It's going to be a Brock Osweiler type trade where you're just glad to be out from under it.
Yeah, the biggest asset you would take in return is flexibility. They'd take it for a bowl of soup if they could make the trade, but that's what I'm saying. General managers out there, unless they're a team that's trying to get to the minimum and or capitalize, as you said, on him being in the final year of his deal, which I think next year is, but it was a four-year deal originally. I don't know if it's next year or the year after, but bottom line is that's the only two possibilities why teams would be interested at this point.
Yeah, but like, talk about a product of the system. Like, if Ryan Anderson can't thrive in the Rockets system, like, can he thrive anywhere else? Like, you're a three-point shooter. That's it. You are one-dimensional.
Right, and he's a product of the system. And then, again, the other thing to define what the system is right now, because Ryan Anderson's a serviceable player if he was making $7 or $8 million. The reason why I give you that figure, Kosta Koufos just opted in to stay with the Sacramento Kings. He averaged 6.7 points a game and 7 rebounds, and he opted to stay with the Kings and picked up his option at $8 million. Kosta Koufos isn't really even worth $8 mil, but at the bottom line is, if you're paying Ryan Anderson 20 and Kosta Koufos, if Ryan Anderson was making 8, you'd be fine with that.
Yeah, because that's kind of the going rate. I do agree with you, but I still would put him on a max in terms of minutes. I would not keep him on the floor very long.
No, but he's a great insurance policy. By all accounts, he's a great dude, easy to get along with.
That's
great
true.
Great teammate.
He's super nice.
Good shooter. If you have injuries, you might be able to slide him in. He once started for you, but is he worth $20 million a year? No. If you had it to do all over again, would you? Sure.
Well, the problem for next year is that when you look at what they have, they're not sitting pretty as far as cap goes. They're minus $47.5 million in cap space when you include their cap holds. Because remember, Chris Paul is a free agent. So you're going to allocate $35 million for Chris Paul. You're going to bring Trevor Ariza back. You've got decisions to make. They've got $54 million tied up in cap holds for Paul, Ariza, and Capella. And Capella's going to get more than that $7 million.
That's why I've been saying all this all along. It's what I keep saying. Because one way or another, Daryl's got his hands full.
Yep.
And forget LeBron. You got to worry about what you're going to do with what you have. And can you hang on to him?
Yeah. You know, you might end up having to trade. If you can move Ryan Anderson, you're probably going to have to give up somebody that you don't want to, or I mean,
the three would probably be Harden, Paul, and Capella. I think everybody else can be moved. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But you also have a market. That. Like I keep saying, you got to have a market. Trevor Ariza's got still a little value. But remember now, Chris Paul in part came to Houston. Yeah, it was James Harden. But a lot of people don't realize the big draw was Trevor Ariza's the glue that helped bring Chris Paul here because Chris had an existing relationship with Trev, too. You have to have value in order to trade him, too. Unless, again, you're getting a team that's just soaking it up. If you're the Cavaliers, why would you go out and try and help the Rockets by doing a sign and trade when you don't want what they're trying to offer back?
See, here's the deal with LeBron. I don't want to stir up LeBron talk, but I think they can get really creative with the budget. I really do. I don't think LeBron not coming here, it's not because of a budget thing. I think LeBron not coming here is because I don't think he wants to come to Houston.
Oh, he does.
That's my personal belief.
He loves Chris Paul. He would gladly come here.
It's not an indictment on Chris Paul, more as he just doesn't want to come to the city. That's what I feel. Now, I know he's coming from Cleveland. And Cleveland is not really a nice place to go to in terms of things to do. But I don't get any vibe that he wants to come to Houston. And when you ask the big national guys, their sources are all telling him L.A. He'd rather go to L.A. So I don't know.
There's a lot of reasons why he would come here. And if he wants to keep winning. And the biggest thing is, I think the one person that wouldn't want him here is James Harden. They've gotten into it in the past. James is the man. James doesn't want to play second fiddle to anyone.
Well, he's going to have to if that's the case.
Well, I tell you what, you talk about getting creative. What that means basically is you're not going to see Trevor Ariza back. He's an unrestricted free agent. Right. His cap hold is $12 million. When you look at active roster cap next year at $78.8 million, so call it $79, you've got cap holds of $70 million. The luxury tax is $148. They're at $149. So
one last time.
That would have to get creative isn't going to get it. They're going to have to do way better than that. I'm sorry, luxury tax threshold is $123 million, not $149.
And exactly what you said, creativity means buy Capella, buy Ariza, buy most everybody else. Then, buy Chris Lupin, Paul, by the way, you have to take less and be willing to do that. And even still, you still got to be creative.
Because Luka Mamute is a free agent next year too, guys. And he's going to get paid for what he did this year.
If Ray's right on Twitter, he says Anderson has 2 years after this. Isn't this Ryan's third year with the team?
I want to say he's right. I want to say there's next
2020. Yeah, 2020 he becomes an unrestricted free agent. Yep.
There's no options out because that's dirty, sick, nasty, and that's exactly what I'm talking about with the system.
$20 million on the books for next year, 21.2 for 2019-2020.
Enjoy, Houston. All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue to roll on. Knuckles, we see you. You also want to get in on the Clint Capella talk, which makes Nick happy. So we'll get back to you as soon as we get back from the break. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Yo, Street drops the verse. Shorty, get down, good Lord. Baby, got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. Wow. I think about the girl all the time. Wow, wow. East side to the west side.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the big show. Stay tuned for Barry breaking down lawn jarts. Before that, we have one more caller to get to on Clint Capella. Knuckles, we appreciate you waiting. We never claimed to be Raheel and Dell, but we do appreciate you waiting. What's up?
Hey, happy birthday, Nick.
Thank you, man. Greatly appreciate it.
Hey, I'm a road shooter after my question. My question changed in the last few minutes while I was on hold, but still, since the Pelicans have Boogie Cousins there, right, they can find him and try to get Capella. Do you think Capella would work with the Pel And if he agreed to a deal, then the Pelicans can ship Boogie somewhere else. I talked to a lot of people in New Orleans, and they do not like that. But we don't know how the health of Boogie Cousins is going to be. But anyway, after that, hey, y'all know how big Nick heads get when you start talking about the Blitz and people start calling in for it, right?
Yep.
Those are the days his head matched his body.
And he's out.
Appreciate it, sir.
I don't recall what he was saying about Cousins, but Cousins is a free agent this year at the end of the year.
Well, he was saying that they would they do a sign and trade if they knew they were going to lose him.
I mean, it's too late. He's an unrestricted free agent now.
No, but he can still sign and trade. You can still
He's going to get a max offer from them, but who are you going to trade to the Rockets?
Yeah, that's what he's implying for Capella.
I wouldn't do that if I'm the Rockets.
Now I will say this: I know that they love Boogie Cousins. The Rockets do. They have always loved him. And look, from a skill perspective, Boogie Cousins is the most skilled center in the league, in my opinion. But I mean, you got to get both sides.
I think his teammate is.
New Orleans is sitting. Well, he's not really a center, but New Orleans right now has a lot of things to contemplate because what they did without Boogie Cousins worked pretty well. And if you go and you sign Boogie Cousins, re-sign Boogie Cousins, limit being able to bring anybody else in to try and upgrade what you did with this run. And two, you basically take away what worked for you, which was the up-tempo style, because Boogie Cousins is going to slow it down with a bigger front line if you put him up there. So New Orleans has got a lot to contemplate.
I mean, but specifically when it comes to the Rockets, why would you do that? You want a 27-year-old Boogie Cousins or a 23-year-old?
Well, the only reason why you do it, Barry, is because you're convinced you're going to lose him.
But you're
convinced you're
going
to lose him. At least you get someone in return that fills the void in the middle and gives you a whole lot more offense that can shoot. I mean, I hate it. It makes me cringe to think about it, but he likes to shoot the three, too.
Who's convinced they're going to lose who? The Rockets are convinced they're going to lose Capella?
If they're convinced they're going to lose him and they want to get something back for him because Daryl hates to see a guy just walk, then
that's not the case next year. They can match an offer.
But what I'm saying is if they financially believe that they're just not going to pay that much for him and he can just walk out the door, instead of doing such, you can try and explore some way to get something back for him.
I guess I'm missing the point. Maybe I'm confused because I thought whatever offer he gets from the Suns, the Rockets can match. They wouldn't lose him.
They can.
You just got to find room. So now you're not re-signing Ariza or Paul or whatever else that you think that you have to fit inside of the salary cap or the luxury tax or whatever. So but why would you then need – you've got him signed now to whatever contract the Suns offered.
Can you trade?
Why would you go make a move now?
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Nick.
I'm just asking you. I don't know. Can you trade? You can't trade Capella at the offseason, right?
Because he's a restricted free agent.
You can sign him. You can sign and trade him if you believe he's going to walk.
And that's the reason why I'm asking you, because I think that's the confusion between y'all two. I don't know either. I'm just asking Joel.
Barry. You can't. Maybe I need to research, because he's a restricted free agent, which means if another team makes him an offer, you can match that offer. He's yours now.
That's correct. But if you feel like you're going
to lose
him,
a 5-year deal at max contract or whatever it is,
before you lose him, you can trade him. If you feel like, look, someone's going to offer him $35 a year. We're not paying that. Daryl doesn't want to just see him walk out the door and not get anything for him. So if you know that's the case and you're going to lose him, then you explore moving him before you lose him. If you feel like you have to get something back, you also want to try and fill the void left by if he leaves. That's my point.
All right, we'll just leave it there.
Thank you. It's been painful enough. All right.
It has.
Q is here. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show.
Appreciate it. What's up?
Hey, on this Clint Capella talk, do you think we've seen enough sample size to warrant this max deal you guys are referring to? Because up until this year, and even this year, more towards the end, kind of in the playoffs, you know, he hadn't been this big studly guy that you guys make him sound like. Second of all, has Barry walked away from the ledge, you know, now that the Astros have been winning? I know he was kind of on the ledge ready to jump, but I'll hang up and listen.
Go ahead, Barry.
No, I wasn't ready to jump. I was telling people to chill out, actually. But it's a long season. I'm not. I think their bats obviously need to pick up, but I wasn't freaking out.
You got anything on his first point?
Which was...
I don't think any of us have said that. We have not said... We just got done saying... First of all, you need to cue watch the playoffs a little closer because Clint's been spectacular recently in the playoffs.
But he was talking about whether or not he's warranting a max contract,
but right,
and I
that
mentioned
gets
that.
Back to what I said from the get-go, too, which is max money doesn't necessarily dictate you're a superstar, that you do it all. It just, it's a product of the system, and he's in the right place at the right time. He's going to get paid that money, whether it's the Rockets or somebody else. It looks like it's going to be close, if not the max. So, you know, you can't say because he's making that money, he has to be in the same category as Chris Paul, James Harden, LeBron James. It's not. It's just not the way the system works anymore.
I agree with that because a max contract does not mean you're a superstar. It's just the era. It probably started in what, the early 2000s, maybe mid 2000s, but that's just the nature of the game in terms of competing salaries and
you got to pay to play
and teams. Yeah, exactly. And teams bidding against each other. So. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Capella does. It's going to be this offseason might be just as interesting as last offseason, is it not?
Yeah, because first of all, no one saw coming the Chris Paul trade. And if you did, you're lying. But because that happened, yeah, I mean, offseason last season was kind of like meh, and then all of a sudden, woo! Now you got more to worry about. It's not excitement right off the get-go. There's a lot of people biting fingernails going, what are they going to do? So we'll see what happens. Steve wants to get in here. One last call on Capella, then we'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. Stay tuned. It's next. ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. Get ready to wrap it up, put a bow on it. Barry's in San Antonio. Nick and I are here. Nick's birthday today. You guys have been great about sending out warm, heartfelt wishes of love.
Greatly appreciated.
And other things.
Speaking of.
And I'm sure.
Happy birthday, Nick. We share the same birthday. That was from Big Mex. Happy birthday, Nick.
Happy birthday, man.
Stop being a red rowdy. I don't know what that means. Maybe your pants. Nick looks like a hot dog that just came out of the microwave, all busted at the seams. That was from Mark Schell.
Schell of all people.
Yeah, if the expression "ugh, kill me now" was a person, it would be Nick.
That's white. White Magic's on a roll.
Yeah,
he never called in though, or did he?
No,
I don't think
he
called in a roll. He didn't call.
Nick looks like if Sideshow Bob had a day job. Happy birthday, man.
Wow.
Somebody said, I'm in San Antonio listening on the app. Love it, guys. Hey, I'm in San Antonio talking on that.
Go see Barry's show.
Yeah, come to where the hell were you last night when they canceled it because nobody showed up, jerk face.
Look, don't jerk face them. At least they listen.
Somebody said you can't sign. Well, no, I don't want to start talking about signing trades. Let's just not.
We're going to get a capologist on.
Yeah,
but somebody did text and say they agreed with me, so boom, suck it. That's all I care about.
Well, see, I think we should get
someone
on.
Someone else also texted and say, Barry, get with the program. Joel's right. So there you go.
Oh, really? I don't see that text. I see another one that says Barry's right. There's two. It's candy from a baby, Nick.
Steve, you want to get in here on possible Capella replacement. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. Happy birthday, Nick. Big fan of your show. Just want to say that I agree in general what you guys were saying earlier, but I just want to ask hypothetically, you know, like Capella is too much. I wondered who would be a good value signing to replace him. I heard names like, DeAndre Jordan or Nerland Noel or maybe a potential draft. So I just want to hear what you guys think about that. Big fan of Capella, so just want to hear your thoughts, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Go ahead, Barry.
What was the question?
Who would you think would be a good replacement if Capella goes?
I don't know. Who are the free agents?
I mean, he hit DeAndre Jordan, right. DeAndre Jordan's a free agent. He's from Houston. He wants to come back. It's been long rumored that he wants to come back. They weren't sure the Rockets want him back. If anybody sniffs, kicks the tires, however you want to phrase it, Nerlens Noel, that would be idiotic, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was just going to – that was my first comment. I would not want Nerlens Noel to be the replacement. Sorry.
Well, no, and Barry, you talk about Joe Chi and the fact that it's a project and they got to put weight on him. The possibility is you can put weight on Joe Chi. Nerlens Noel's been out for how long? He's still as thick as my pinky.
Well, there's some options out there. Don't forget, too, Nene, as old and broke down as he is still under contract for a few more years. So
he's gone.
But he said he's going to retire at the end of the year.
Is he going to retire? Okay.
Ego broke that story.
Oh, thank God. Well, so you've got guys like JaVale McGee that are free agents. I'm just looking at a list. You've got Brook Lopez. Nobody, you don't want to do that. DeMarcus Cousins, Greg Monroe, Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel,
poor Nurkic. Man's replacement, Greg
Nurkic
Monroe.
Out of Portland? Boy.
Oh, boy. Tell you what. Talk about a guy that would fit in.
That makes my pants tingle. JaVale McGee.
Please don't mention JaVale McGee.
But I'm just saying, that's also an option.
I'll say this, too. The one rumor that's out there about Nurkic in Portland is there's the people that supposedly think they're in the know said they're worried about once he gets a fat contract, he's going to get fat literally. That he doesn't have the work ethic, that he is just looking to get that big contract, and then he's going to not take care of himself.
Well, like Capella, he's also a restricted free agent, so
he's really good.
Yeah.
So
there you go. I mean, on that list, honestly, you obviously, if you're losing Capella, you try to go after a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, but would you rather do that or try to go after some of the other free agents that are out there?
I like Cousins, and I know Joel and I both have said this in between the ears, definitely an issue. But a lot of us didn't think that Chris Paul and James Harden would work. I kind of give more credit to Chris Paul. I feel like he's the more passive of the two. But Cousins is young, and he's younger than Harden. And look, he's going to have to realize that there's going to be some big-time personalities on this squad that he's going to have to work with. In the event they really want to win a championship, and that's if they don't do it this year. A lot of people, from what I understand, from what I hear, like a lot of people are still picking the Warriors, and that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But I like Cousins, man. I've said this multiple times. If I'm an owner, I'm telling the coach, I'm telling the players, you work with this guy. He doesn't necessarily have to be the centerpiece, but find a way, attempt to make him mesh in terms of a personality standpoint and work with some of the other stars on the team, because he's that skilled, in my opinion. That's just my personal opinion.
Word.
I'll say this. This Hampton 5 lineup, that's what you're seeing basketball's coming to. I think even more so, you're going to see the phasing out of the true low-post center. I think you're going to see more and more the hybrids, like Barry was talking about. Anthony Davis is now a center, the way they look at it. And I think that's why Cousins may not have the overall franchises lining up that he would have otherwise to want to pay him max money and make him their centerpiece, because I think if the Rockets lose Clint Capella, you might see them go more towards the Hampton 5 lineup and go with a superstar, kick the tires on Paul George, see some guys that might be the kind of guy that lets them play even more up-tempo and Mike D'Antoni's system.
It's going to be interesting to see, because you feel like that Daryl Morey went all in this year.
Yep.
And it was like, hey, you know what? This is the perfect storm. You got Capella coming into his own. You've got Trevor Ariza, and you went out and you got better on defense, which you had to do. And you did so with amazing value with Tucker and specifically Luke Mbamute. The value they got for Mbamute is just ridiculous. So it's kind of like this perfect storm, and it's kind of, they pushed their chips all in. You don't necessarily have to completely reboot the Rockets if they don't win a championship this year. But
you got to keep the pieces intact then.
Yeah, but I mean, what are the pieces? Is it just James Harden? Is it James Harden and Chris Paul? Is it maybe saying, you know what, we're going to let Chris Paul walk, we're going to let Capella walk, we're going to add DeMarcus Cousins, we're going to try to add LeBron James, we're going to try to get Kevin Durant to come to Houston. I mean, you never know, but I just feel like that they're not even looking at that yet, because it's kind of all or nothing right now.
They're not going to be the Florida Marlins, regardless.
No,
but at the same time,
not.
You want to make sure that they stay consistent. Even if they don't win it, they stay consistent to where they have a chance to win it next year. And that's the challenge, like we said, that Daryl and his staff have to have, because one, as you were saying that, Barry, the one name that comes to mind that does have value that they might be able to move if they aren't needing financial resources is Eric Gordon. Because he's been inconsistent. He's got a $15 million salary. That's a guy that would have value around this league.
And somebody asked, when is Carl Anthony Towns going to be a free agent? 2019. He's a restricted free agent. So, again, Rockets could make him a max deal offer, and maybe the Wolves don't want to match it. Highly unlikely that they don't want to match it.
They're matching that. That Minnesota, just to be on the map, you got to keep that guy around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. You guys listening is always a pleasure for us. Hopefully it's a pleasure for you. Barry's in San Antonio again tomorrow for an FEF Friday. So, my friend, hopefully you have enough people to show up to make sure that show goes, and then we'll hit you up tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'm sure we will. It's Big Jay Oakerson headlining tonight. There's no doubt there's going to be people in the building. He's one of the best. So cool.
There you go. Cool. All right. So
Nicholas, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for all the wishes. Yeah. Thank you, intern Trey, for the B-Day cake.
Yeah, make sure you share at least one piece with somebody else just for good luck.
I'll try to. I will try to. And real quick, the fundraiser is still there. Help people.
Yes.
Missing families. Families missing their loved ones. Help them find them. Donate to the Facebook fundraiser. I'll tweet it out in the car on the way home. And it's just something I really want for my birthday more than anything else. I appreciate all the roasts. I appreciate all the wishes. So thank you very much. And Barry, have a good luck on your show, by the way. Yep.
Appreciate you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, make sure you tweet while you're changing lanes, Nick, going 80.
I might do that.
I'll see you on the way home. All right, we appreciate you guys joining in. Happy birthday to Nick again. And make sure you follow him on Twitter, at @theproducernick, so you can get that information, make a donation. We all did. It's not just about reaching the goal. It's about making a difference. So help us all out. The Blitz is next. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.